music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Rose Hennessy from Friends of Londiani. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, John.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. Nice and sunny down
it
here.
It is, yeah. It's
Park,
it's
for the
it's
moment,
lovely.
Anyway.
Now, I know you well, and I know Friends of Londiani well, but will you just remind some of our listeners about the work of Friends of Londiani?
We're a charity registered in Ireland and working with communities in a rural part of Kenya called Londiani. And the work that we do is to support the communities there to try and improve their lives. They're living in a rural part, which is quite inaccessible. They don't have much of an infrastructure of roads. They don't have electricity. About 50% of them have access to running water. They're still living in kind of houses that are poorly constructed, and poverty levels would be very high there. So they've got a lot of challenges around health and education and access to water, and they also want to improve their economy. So they want to kind of come to a position where they can earn some money for themselves and then be sustainable in the long run. So we've been working there since 2002 on various different programs that are responding to their needs, and very much working in partnership with them in trying to figure out ways to make things better.
And have you noticed now a huge difference in what is it, 14 years now?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, when we first went out there was a lot of people weren't used to working together, for one thing. They weren't educated in facts about things like HIV/AIDS. There was a lot of myths around there, but people didn't have the actual facts. And it's the same now, more recently, things like drug addiction and mental health. There's a lot of myths and sort of misinformation out there. And then different life skills programs that we do help to put the facts out there for people, and then they can make their own mind up, you know, once they have the facts. And definitely, say, for example, that idea of economic empowerment, when we first started working there, they weren't looking for that kind of business trainings or ways to sort of earn an income for themselves. They were more focused on more basic needs like the water and the sanitation and that kind of thing. Whereas over the years, then, when certain needs are met, they're sort of looking, they're healthier and they're fitter and they're more able to kind of have energy to look for something else. So there are still parts of the area and next our neighbouring county, I suppose, Kilkellyan, that are still at that basic level of still like not having access to water and having very sick children and people, like if you're not well in the morning yourself, you're not going to have much energy to do anything. Whereas if you can make an environment a healthy place to be, then people have much more ability to do things for themselves.
Yeah, and access to hospitals and medication and stuff like that. We've spoken about this before, and particularly childbirth and stuff like that. Is that improved, Rose?
It has, and even actually last week we saw the opening of our maternal health shelter in Londiani Hospital. It was commissioned last year, but it was sort of officially opened as such last week. So that was a big day, and the governor was there and the Ministry for Health people, and we have volunteers in country at the moment, so they were able to be part of it as well. So it was a very exciting day. And the idea of that health shelter is that it's located in the grounds of the hospital in Londiani, and it's like its own self-contained unit, really, where when a woman is close to delivery, she can come there with a friend or a family member, stay in the unit, and get help with delivery of the baby when the time arrives, and just be in the right place for getting help rather than be out where she might live 10, 20 kilometres away and the only access to come into the hospital would be on foot. And obviously if somebody's just about to deliver, that's not the ideal situation. So there's huge inroads into that whole sort of maternal health side of things. And again, a lot of it is changing people's attitudes and part of people learning for themselves what the facts are and how best to look after yourself when you're pregnant and all that side of things.
So a lot of it is actually education, and it's great work you're doing. I'm sure it's very fulfilling, but this all takes funding, Rose, so we'll get down to the nitty-gritty.
That's the thing. And I mean, they're all interrelated. Like the health is related to education. The clean water is related to all of us, you know, so they're all intertwined. But we get some funding through Irish Aid, and we have some other donors, but a lot of our funding comes just from events that we organise out of Ireland. So we have one coming up next month that we'd like people to know about, and it's a mountain challenge. So the idea is that people can choose from four of the highest mountains in Ireland. They can go to Kerry, to Carrauntool, they can go to Mayo, to Kilpatrick, they can go up to County Down to Slievedonard, or Wicklow, which would be Lugnaquilla. So it's like picking one mountain, picking a province and picking one mountain, and you climb that then on Saturday, the 20th of August. And we look for a participant fee of €50 per person. And then we also ask people if they can to try and raise as much sponsorship from friends and family and colleagues as they can as well.
Now, people are going to listen and they're going to say, hear mountain challenge, and they're going to automatically say to themselves, oh my God, I wouldn't be able to climb a mountain. But you don't actually have to be a mountain climber, do you?
No, I mean, it's not anything with ropes now or technical. It's a walk, and you'd need to be reasonably fit, certainly, to do it and have plenty of stamina. But it's certainly achievable, and we would have mountain leaders or guides who will look after the group, and they will choose the route and they will lead the group up to the top of the mountain and back down again. So it's all the sort of safety and comfort side of it is looked after.
Yeah, it'd be more like a hill walk rather than a mountain climb, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the toughest of the four of them is Carrauntool, because it's higher and there's a bit more scrambling and that on your way up. And near the top of Kilpatrick, there's a bit of scree, I think, to contend with. But Slievedonard and Lugnaquilla, I think, are now saying that. I haven't been up either of them myself. But they're high mountains. I think they're not as... they don't have sort of scree to contend with or any sort of rocks to clamber over or that kind of thing.
Now, if people don't want to go climbing mountains, there are other ways that you can donate. And before we talk about the other ways to donate, due to recent things that are happening within the charity sector, people can be confident that their monies are going to be spent in a proper way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we'd be very conscious of what's been happening in the last month and certainly over the last couple of years in the charity sector. And the thing is, we've always had all of that governance in place from when we started. So, like, I would have always presumed every charity had operated in the same way, but unfortunately they don't seem to. But if anybody would want to be reassured, they can just go to our website, and we have a whole section on governance. And we just recently put up a blog to kind of reassure people what steps we've taken to make sure that we are doing everything correctly and that we are accountable and all of that. It'd be really important to us, because that's part of our ethos, part of our values, that we want to spend the money correctly and properly, and we take it very seriously, like that. If people support us with donations, then we want to make the absolute best use of it. So it's all there on our website for anybody who'd like to check it out. And there's also a very good website which is called What Makes a Charity Good? And it sort of has a whole list of questions for anybody out there who'd be wondering, you know, how do I know if a charity is good or not? So it's a good website to visit if you're wanting to kind of inform yourself about how does a charity govern itself and what's good practice and what isn't. So that's called What Makes a Charity Good?
Yeah, that is an excellent site. And I know from interviewing charities and NGOs and all that the first scandal, donations fell by 25%. And it's terrible for the genuine charities like your own that when these things happen, that you suffer.
It is harder, right? Yeah. I suppose, like, because our work is done overseas, there's certain people will support overseas charities, and then other people will prefer to support locally based ones. So that kind of puts us in a different bracket again at times. But it is hard. It is tough for people, especially when you're doing everything the best way you possibly can, and then the bigger fish come along and something like that happens.
Yeah, you know, it's terrible. To register for this mountain challenge, how do people go about getting involved?
So they can phone us here on 021 462 1748, they can go onto our website, and on that they'll see a link to more information about the challenge. And there's an email address, which is mountainchallenge@friendsoflondiani.com. We also, on our Facebook page, we have it set up as an event, so people can find out information from there. And what happens when you contact us is we send a registration form out, like a sign-up form, just to gather information about the person wanting to do the climb. And we look for the registration fee. And then after that, we send out sponsor cards and posters and a T-shirt and gear list and any kind of information that would be helpful for the people taking part. It'd be a great thing for a company or a work group to do, you know, if anybody wanted to kind of do some sort of a team building or activity as a group, it'd be a great thing to do, I think.
And I know there's a lot of hill walking organisations out there who would probably be interested in getting involved as well. And it's,
there is, and we've kind of notified as many of them as we've got details for. So we send emails out to the various people. But we would love if any hill walking group wanted to kind of get involved on any of the mountains and join in and help support the cause.
Now, if people don't really want to do the mountain challenge, there are other ways of donating.
We've Just Giving page, which is one of these online platforms for fundraising, and an Everyday Hero page. And there's a link to both of them on our website. So you just click on that and it brings you to a page where you can make a donation online. And you can make that for any amount that you want. And then to make it even more simple, we have a text donation scheme. So if you'd like to donate by text, you just text the word CLIMB, C-L-I-M-B, to 50300, and that donates €4. So the text will cost €4 to you, and Friends of Londiani will receive a minimum of €3.25. The service provider is Like Charity, and their helpline is 076-680-5278. So text CLIMB to 50300.
And that €4 will be just donated.
€4 yeah. We'll get a minimum of €3.25, and it will cost you €4.
Okay, and we'll just.
And it might sound like a small amount, but like when all those amounts add up, you suddenly got a chimney for one of our smokeless stoves, or you've got the manual for a life skills course. You know, it all adds up, so it's really important.
Yeah, and we just remind again that like it's great work that's going on out there, and it's things that we just take for granted, like maternity care and stuff like that, and it's very, very important to these people. And as we said, it all needs funding.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'd be so grateful for anybody out there who'd be willing to support it or who'd like to know more about it. We'd love to tell them. So please, like, feel welcome to ring or email. Without any pressure, we won't force you up a mountain. But if you'd like to find out more about it, like, please do give us a call and have a chat.
Okay, Rose, listen, it's always great talking to you. And as I say, it's great work you're doing out there. And on behalf of everybody, thank you for the great work you're doing out there. And thanks for taking my call this morning.
Thanks very much, John. And again, it's lovely to come on the show. And we do appreciate the connection with you.
This is 90.3 Near FM.